The Haynes Economic Development Corporation housing survey ran from December of last year until the 18th of January. The survey was constructed in 2021 by the Haynes Housing Working Group. Interim Executive Director Cindy Zuluaga Jimenez explains what form the survey took and what information was gathered.
We have received fantastic feedback, actually. I'm quite impressed by the number of responses that we've received on the survey. It's actually a three-part survey, which was pretty fun. I won't call it informal survey, but it was an online voluntary survey. The first part was on demographics, so trying to understand what the demographics of Haynes are right now. And the answers that we've gotten is age ranges, who are homeowners and what age range those are, income levels, if they chose to write those down. That was a voluntary response along with everything else. And also, one of the biggest aims of the survey was to figure out if people want to buy, would you prefer to rent? If you do want to rent, how many bedrooms are you looking at? What is your limit? How much of a percentage of your income you want to use? So we're kind of trying to gather all that information and put it in data so it's easy to analyze for future decisions of the borough. The second part of the survey was geared towards a sentiment. What is the sentiment of Haynes in regards to the housing? And this is actually a quite an interesting thing. We're going to do a sentiment analysis on the text that came in from that survey. So community members were able to express how, on a scale, how affordable is Haynes in to live? Do you think that you are able to afford a home in Haynes? If you do have a home in Haynes, how satisfied are you with that home? And then the third part is aimed more at community cooperation. Do we have, and this is kind of an asset mapping of the community, do we have carpenters and plumbers and electricians that are willing to participate in a home building program that's aimed at Haynes locals to build their own home in the lots that they purchase? Do we have any interest from the community in participating in a focused community gathering in regards to what the next steps that the borough should do? So I guess the whole point of the survey was to kind of get a real baseline, which has not been conducted in Haynes in regards to housing.
Jimenez noted that Clukwan has conducted its own housing survey separate from the HEDC survey. In addition to the Haynes town site, responses came from Mosquito Lake, Out the Highway, Mud Bay, and Lutac. 90% of responses were from full-time residents. Although Jimenez still needs to conduct a comprehensive analysis of the collected data, she was able to share some preliminary information.
So the majority of the responses came from homeowners and renters, which is to be expected. The majority of Haynes live within a nuclear family, so that includes your immediate siblings and close family. 40% of the survey participants pay between 11 and 20% of their monthly income towards housing, which is at the threshold for affordable housing is 30%.
Among the information gathered was the three most important factors to Haynes residents when selecting their home.
The first one, 49.2%, says it's close to work, which I think the nation could agree to that. The subset of that specified within town. So being close to town is the second most important thing. And the third most important thing is cost within budget. So those three are kind of the most expected things in terms of housing in general.
After the housing data is analyzed, Jimenez says the next step is presenting it to the borough.
So we are preparing a report for the borough that will show all these three analyses, demographics, sentiment analysis, and then we're going to put in this report options moving forward that the borough. So we're going to suggest, according to the data and the community feedback, ways that the borough can move forward in expanding on that feedback.
Originally the deputy director, Jimenez became interim director after the previous director, Lee Hart, submitted her resignation last month. Jimenez says the separation was on amicable terms, and the HEDC board has not yet made any decisions about permanently filling the director position. For more information regarding the survey, contact the HEDC at 907-766-3130. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Brendan Wilkes.